After the half an hour live stream meditation with Sat on October 25th of 2018, Sat made the following comments.
I'm sitting here and you're sitting there and she's standing up and she's sitting on the couch. Who is sitting on the couch? Who is standing up? Who is sitting here? If I am the body, if this is me, I should know everything about it. If the flowers here is really the petals and the stem and the leaves, the flowers should know everything about it. If a dog is truly a dog, should know everything about his body, his functioning. If I am the mind, I should know everything about it. I should be completely in control of who I am as a mind. Do we ask ourselves that? A bird that is flying doesn't know anything about itself. Nobody knows anything about who they think they are. That's funny. Now we take it for granted. So ridiculous. I say, I am such and such. And I have such and such position, and I am strong. What do we know about a strength? Do we know where it comes from? Do we know what is the source of it? Can we always use it if it's us? We don't know anything about anything. Why? Because we are none of them. That is why we don't know anything about them. Because silence does not need to know. In silence, there is nothing to know. There is no need to know. Could we not be that? Because we don't know anything else. The silence, it is not a thing. It is not a place. It is not a stage. It is beyond knowing or not knowing, beyond being or not being, beyond having or not having. Would that not be who we are? Since there is no need to know, and since we don't know anything, then it's rightfully we can say that anything known that we think we know, or we think we don't know, cannot be. It must be hard to understand, because what I'm talking about, where I'm coming from, is not in these realms. It isn't. It is an awareness that is beyond just think about it. If we were the knowing, we should know. The flowers should know, the birds should know. Could it be that nothing, what appears to be, and only that, that doesn't need knowing or not knowing, being or not being, of us. So when we stay, we are beyond the body, beyond the mind, that we have no clue, no clue whatsoever. And we can't even say what we are, or what we are not. It is too bottomless, there's too spaceless, it's too there's no words. Being quiet is not a word. It's not a place. There is no word for it. I hope that genuinely beyond words. It's beyond anything that can be conceived of.